What's up? What's up? And this is your boy DJ Preach right here on The Life Show on Anchor.fm, iTunes, and Google Play.
Y'all know what it is. Let's go.
Yeah, man. Happy, happy Valentine's Day Eve. Yes. On this beautiful Tuesday, live here in Atlanta, Georgia, it's getting ready to go down. Listen, I got a fun, feel-packed show. Great music is on the way. I promise you, some great music is on the way. But like I always do, I either have my segment of Real Talk, Keep It at 100, or I have the Shepherd's Corner. And the difference between the two is that the Shepherd's Corner is more coming out of a biblical content. And like I would give a story about, you know, what happened in the Bible, or I tell a prophecy. You know, this some good word that's coming out of the Book of Life. And you know, Keeping It 100 is basically we you know, we chopping it up. You know what I'm saying? We keeping it real. We're gonna talk about some real life situations. And right now, yeah, we're gonna do a segment of Keeping It 100, because something was told to me by the man upstairs that he told me to move. And the directive that he gave me is about to change lives. I promise you. All right? So y'all stay tuned to this, man, because this is deep. This brought me to tears, all right? So listen, y'all keep it locked here right here on The Life Show on Anchor.fm, iTunes, and Google Play. Let's go! Yo, 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 welcome back. This is your boy DJ Preach right here on The Life Show on Anchor.fm, Google Play, and iTunes. So right now, this is the segment that I was talking about, this Keep It In 100. Listen, last week, I went into my prayer closet and I had to repent of some things and got delivered from what I repented about. And as I was getting ready, I'll tell you about that was Tuesday. And Wednesday, I was getting ready to go into my closet. Now, all day, you know, I've been thinking about, you know, how I was going to pray to God, because what it is that I'm trying to move. So I'm looking to move from where I am to a new place, a new residence. And all day I was just thinking about it, like, yeah, I can't wait to get into my prayer closet, you know, talk to God, to the Father about it. So I finally got home, went into the closet and sat down, and I began to usher in the presence of the Lord. But then all of a sudden, God stopped. Okay, he stopped me in the middle. Like, I didn't feel the presence anymore. Okay, and I heard him say this. This is good, y'all. Y'all got to listen to what I'm saying. If you don't hear nothing else that I say, you got to listen to this. He stopped me in the middle of the prayer and says, "Don't come in this closet another day asking for the move to happen. What you need to pray for is not the move, but the release. Oh my gosh. Don't pray for your move, but pray for your release. I'm gonna say that one more again. Don't pray for your move, but pray for your release. My God. And this will show you how deep it is. I looked up the definitions between both. I knew what they meant, but I just had to. And even Webster Dictionary had the anointing of it on it. Webster Dictionary said that move is basically going from one position to another. Okay? One position to another position. That's a move. But when it got to release, that's when I got happy. It says release is to be removed from containment, to be set apart, to be set free. My goodness. I need somebody to hear that. Because I don't know where you are in your life. And you could be in a situation that is, I'm talking about, that is, I don't know, that is like, you're depressed. You're stressed out. You don't know what to do. You just don't know what to do. You don't know how you're going to get this, your car paid. They talking about repoing. You know what I'm saying? You done went to the doctor and they talking about you got this, that, to the other. But instead of you asking God to remove the situation, ask him to release it from you. And another thing I want to say too, I want to say this also, is that we tend to give the enemy a lot of credit, okay? Every time a bump comes in a road, we want to give the enemy too much credit. When a problem comes, we give him too much credit. Oh God, the devil throwing more obstacles at me. I'm here to tell you straight up, half of those problems that you have didn't come from the enemy. It came from God. And watch this. The problem won't move. Watch this now. The problem won't move until you change and until you release it. You got to go through it in order to become strong. All right? Receive that. Grow from it. Release. And watch the problem move away. Man, I love all of y'all. But yeah, I just wanted to say, man, that, you know, before I got cut off, I love y'all, man. And I just want y'all to know that what you may be going through, and I'm just talking for those who are going through, so I take that back. You're going through it for a reason. You're going through it. I'm gonna go ahead and keep it real with y'all, man. Like, real talk. Like, you're going through it because you have to. There is no turning away from it, man. There is none. You know, there's none. Like, in order for you to be elevated, in order for God to elevate you, you're going to go through three things. Your problems. And your problems is going to create the pressure. And then after the pressure, after the problems and the pressure, that's when you get your plenty. Okay? So, basically what I'm saying is that you're going through it because it was orchestrated by Jesus himself for you to come out of the fire like the Terminator, to be honest. So you can be prepared, watch this, to be prepared for the blessing that he's going to give you. He's going to give you the blessing. But see, that's what I have. A lot of times I have a problem with some churches. You know, they give these prosperity messages. You know, your blessing is coming. Your blessing is on the way, from the left to the right, to the top to the bottom, front, back. But they'll never give that fine print, though. You know, the fine print is that in that contract, yes, your blessing is on the way, but that's just what it is on the way. So in that meantime, while it's on the way, you're going to be doing some work. What do you mean? What do you mean, DJ Preach, about this? What I simply mean, and I'm keeping it 100, let's say you're praying for a new car. All right? You praying for that new Mercedes. You praying for that new 2018 Mercedes, right? Okay. So guess what's about to happen? Something has to happen with that old car you have. You may have to go through a repossession. I'm just keeping it real with y'all. you may have to go through a repossession. All right. The car may break down. All right. Remember, like I said, your blessing is on the way now. But in the meantime, between time, oh, you're going to go through something. You're going to go through something because it's a test of your faith. That's why you got to go through it. So you can get strong, but it's more of a test of your faith. I will never forget what my pastor said. Faith without works is dead. That's true. So that's why a lot of people have their faith unemployed right now, because they're not giving their faith a job. They're not giving their faith a job. So when you ask for that new Mercedes, you best to believe that your faith is about to have a job. It's getting ready to have a job. Trust that. But y'all got to stay focused. Stay in there, all right? Stay in there. Stay in the fight. God bless all you guys. In Jesus' name. Yo, 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 this is your boy DJ Preach right here on The Light Show. Listen, man, I just want to give my social media shout outs, you know what I'm saying? So y'all can follow me, you know what I'm saying? Talk to me, you know what I mean? That's how we do it. All right, Facebook, man, it's called Primetime Gospel. Go in there, join me, follow me, do whatever you got to do with that. Twitter, I go by it as @DJ Preach. And on Instagram is DJ_Preach83. All right, y'all got that? Cool. Let's keep it moving, y'all. Right here on The Life Show on Anchor.fm, Google Play, and iTunes. Let's go.